There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's Drive Live, and I've got a bit of housekeeping about the Lost Word.
Housekeeping?
Yeah, a bit of housekeeping about it, actually.
Looking forward to this.
I want people to stop Googling. I want you to stop searching for what the answer is.
No.
The fun in this is guessing, and the sillier the better sometimes. It's not about whether you're right. It's about the fact that we all have a little giggle.
All
so
right.
You're only cheating yourselves. Put it that way. That's what I think. We've had quite a few guesses in, but I'll play it one more. No, I won't play it one more time.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I will play it one more time.
Yeah, have you got it there?
No.
No, you haven't. That's why you weren't going to do it, isn't it?
Yep. You're on to me. Here we go.
The Lost Word.
Getting a may save your life.
Lots of people going for one particular one. I'll leave it just in case it's right. Mike says defibrillator.
Well, that's a very sensible answer and probably factually correct, but that not correct answer on this one. Getting a wife may save your life has been a popular one. David, you've texted in with armadillo. We were disappointed because we asked you to participate properly, but you've come back with pulse. So we're happy again.
Consider yourself told. Pulse is good.
Yeah. Jenny thinks it's a hug.
Possible.
Anthony thinks it's a decent pair of brogues.
Every man should have a decent pair of brogues.
Rob also thinks it's wife. Martin thinks it's puppy. Yusuf has given us a massive hint and said maybe getting some... F1 tickets might save your life if you win them by a Dubai
massive,
eye.
Massive hint. Dental checkup, texts in the dentist. Head massage from Salman, I like that. Getting a tattoo could save your life, said Mark. Any of those right?
No, what did Michelle went for? Manicure.
Yep, and tan.
And she gave Robbie the gift of tan. And what did you go for again?
Life.
No, the correct answer, lots of you getting this right. Matthew got this right, Andrew got this right, Anthony got this right. It is, of course, a dog. Oh, Marie got it right as well. Sorry, dog. Basically, if you're single, particularly if you're single, you will slash your risk of premature death by a third if you own man's best friend. So the survey was 3.4 million people were studied, and older people who live alone with a dog are 33% less likely to die over 12 years. And it reduces early death from heart disease. That might be connected to the fact that you maybe go out and walk the dog and do things. I don't think just having a dog sat there will change things.
Yeah, you would think so. But yes. You are going to feel a bit better, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it does say in this study as well that dogs are thought to boost physical activity via walks, but also it's the offer of companionship, and they may have a positive effect on the owner's gut bacteria. Not sure how they've proven that, but this was a Swedish study that was done 3.4 million elderly people, and breeds such as beagles and Irish setters offer the most benefits. Beagles are very lively.
So hold it. Just go back just a second. Take two steps back
for
a minute.
No, I'm not going back there.
No, the gut bacteria is the thing that we need a bit of clarity on.
I know. I don't know.
How does that work?
I know that they can lower loneliness and akin to a chronic long-term condition, heart disease, dementia. It may also strengthen humans' gut bacteria, according to the researchers, which has previously been linked to a stronger immune system and maintaining a healthy weight.
Oh, I see. So if the dog comes up and licks you, for example, dogs are wont to do that, then you build up antibodies?
No.
No?
No, you're outside. You're outdoors more, so your immune system's better.
Oh,
and you're
I see.
Healthier, so your immune system can battle things. Just go with it, Tim, okay? That's the answer.
No, I'm not. Marco says parachute. That would probably help as well. Then there's still more coming in here. Divorce.
Divorce may save your life, but it's costly.
Very
costly.
You have
to weigh it up.
Cheetah. Somebody. Oh, there was another story today. Let me just run this by you for a second. I didn't have this earlier. So there's a text in that says cheetah there. Get this. This is from, I think it's the Mail or something. It's one of those incredibly factual tabloids. Wild ride. Girl 7 travels with lion cub in Rolls Royce.
What?
I know, that's exactly what I thought. Mercedes driver takes brown bear for a spin. This is a craze in Russia, the super rich. And there's video of this as well. A little girl, she appears to be wearing a blue, like a light blue fur coat. But there's a lion cub in a Rolls Royce there. And they're out for a spin. They're just driving around. It's just something that people are doing. And it can't be stopped because there's no law against it. If you have an animal of that description, a lion, a bear, police can't stop you because there's no law that says you can't travel around in your expensive car with a wild animal.
There goes my trending.
Yeah. Oh, is that trending as well?
No, I'm joking.
I was going to say, it'll be the last word tomorrow. So remember that. It'll be Girl 7 with Lion Cub. But isn't that amazing that people would do that? It's just very odd. Anyway, that's that.
Trending today.
Ready?
Yes. So Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares is just the gift that keeps on giving. This one has had 2 million views in less than, I think it was 17 hours when I checked. I think I can't understand why people love this so much, but they clearly do. So I'm bringing this to you because in this particular episode, I think this is kind of captures why it is still so popular. You know, the premise is chef extraordinaire Gordon Ramsay goes into a restaurant, tastes someone's rubbish food, tells them it's terrible, helps them sort it out. That's how it works. That is just the nature of the show. But these owners seem to be surprised every single time that he says their restaurant needs some work and their food needs some improvement. So this is Gordon Ramsay trying a rather unique pizza.
I know he's not going to like the pictures in there.
Always nervous when there's menus with ghastly pictures.
Did you need a few more moments?
Do you know what? I'm going to order the loaded potato pizza.
I'm just hoping Gordon Ramsay isn't too hard on me because this type of food wasn't my idea.
It's grim in here.
Loaded baked potato pizza.
Thank you, mate. That's the strangest pizza I've ever seen. What is all that on there?
That is a ranch sauce.
So they put a ranch dressing on the pizza?
Yes.
It's almost like sort of wallpaper paste.
To be honest, I've tasted the pizza and it tasted good. I didn't see what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So the owner doesn't understand why Gordon Ramsay isn't impressed by a pizza topped with potatoes and ranch dressing. I mean, that's the problem in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to figure. It's not that hard to figure.
Yes.
Is it? I suppose. Yeah. Okay.
So that has had nearly 2 million views in something like 16, 17 hours, which is insane.
But you know what? It's the simple premises, the simple mechanics are the best things for TV.
Yeah. And Gordon Ramsay is disgusted in there. It's so funny. It's a much longer and much more shouty and sweary than I've made it sound. Anyway, next, moving on. Curly hair don't care. This curly haired lady has gone viral because she's made it her mission to encourage people to embrace their curls and learn to love them. So this is a bit of advice, and she's got beautiful afro hair, and she's sort of saying, embrace your curls and don't accept anything less than the best.
This is all me, and that is all you. If your support system sounds like this,
what's going on over there? It's like you got a Mufasa thing happening.
Let go and just say no, because that's not the type of energy that you need in your world. Because all of your texture and all of your curls are beautiful. Don't do this at home. Love yourself enough to go see a professional. You've got this. You were born to be curly. There's nobody else that's born just like you. But most importantly, guys, say yes to learning your curls and understanding who you are in this space we call life.
Go, girl.
Yeah, well, she's basic. I mean, for a long time, curly hair. I have curly hair. I straighten my hair. Mm. And for a long time, you know, there was this message that curly hair was kind of untidy or you needed to sort it out. So she's all about empowering women. Michelle with the curliest hair on the planet wants to say something.
Listening to that, I just want curly hair. I have the flattest hair ever. Like, but I just want it.
This is one of the dilemmas of life, isn't it? If you have curly hair, you don't want it. If you don't have it, you do want it. And those two don't meet. You end up in the middle with a perm, looking like a footballer in the late 80s, not looking at anybody in particular.
Yeah, like you did. You did that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did it a few times. I don't know what came over me.
I straighten my hair and then I sometimes curl it, which is really weird.
What?
So sometimes...
You curl your straightened curly hair?
Yes, 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 yes. I know. Anyway.
Isn't that like double the work?
Well, they're different curls to what my natural curls are like, but there's a massive natural hair movement at the moment.
But you must embrace your curls.
I know,
girl.
I know. My hairdresser, my old hairdresser in the UK, is now a fantastic, fabulous, famous hairstylist. He's called Vernon Francois, and he has a whole range of products to help you embrace your curls kind of thing. And he's started working with people like Lupita Nyong'o and stuff like that. He is so famous now, he just doesn't have time for me anymore.
I thought she didn't have any hair, though.
Yeah, she does. She has natural hair, though.
So shaved her head.
Oh, yeah, it's quite short.
No,
so
me that doesn't have hair.
Yeah. And he did Venus Williams and, you know, he's done all kinds of famous people hair
so
now.
So you've got a famous coiffure then.
Well, yeah.
Coiffurier.
Not anymore. Hairdresser. That's probably the official title. Anyway, that's
stylist.
The whole other story.
Stylist.
He's got red hair.
Has he really?
Yeah, red afro hair. Natural. All natural.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That must look... He must stand out in a crowd.
He does. He looks incredible. Anyway, good. Less about Vernon, more about the final thing in trending. Mm. This man, British man living in Thailand, becomes David Attenborough for 10 minutes in his own garden. He comes across a life or death battle going on, and it's between a gecko and a snake, and he feels he has to do the right thing and intervene.
And gecko's tail's moving. Lynn, come and look!
There's no one on top.
They're wrapped round each other on a lamppost.
It's a golden vine tree snake. They're not that poisonous. There, he's let go, look. It cannot kill me. It's not poisonous. It's mildly venomous, but harmless to humans. The snake's let go, but the gecko hasn't. This is amazing. I've seen them on Facebook, but a drama in my own garden. I know these geckos have a hard bite, and that snake, initially looking like he was the aggressor, now I reckon it's the other way round. Right, there's a snake.
So he manages to extract the snake from the gecko's mouth. So initially he loves geckos and he's worried that the snake is crushing the gecko because it's wrapped all around it and the gecko can't move. So then he, you know, sort of unravels this snake and his poor wife is going, don't touch it, it's a snake. And he's like, well, it's actually this kind of snake and it's not going to hurt me. Anyway, so he...
Mildly venomous, I believe the phrase was, wasn't it?
So then he unravels the snake and then realises the gecko won't let the snake go. The gecko's really got its teeth into the snake. And then that little yelp was from the gecko, I think.
Well,
or was
it's
the snake?
Interesting because we have a in our house, we have like a little pet gecko.
Yeah.
Well, there are two. There's a tiny one, which I guess is baby gecko. I don't know. And there's one. But I was sat there one night and it was silent. I was just sat staring into space, pondering existence, I think. And there was this kind of squeaking noise, exactly like that there. And it was the bigger gecko. They're quite noisy. It's amazing.
But I think that the big thing here is that David Attenborough didn't interfere in nature.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Gentleman is just not up to scratch with his animal commentary.
Leave nothing but footprints, take nothing but pictures.
Yeah.
So he was interfering with the natural order of things. Yeah, that's
well, whoever was going to win that battle should have deserved to win it. But then they both lived to fight another day, so at least he's not hurt either of them. But yeah, that was quite fascinating. I've heard geckos before. They have them in Jamaica. And they make, when it's going to rain, they make like this kissing noise, like that, honestly.
That's a remarkably good gecko impression.
They do.
Didn't expect that today either. Do you know what Robbie Williams did today in 2005?
Release, left take that.
No, oh no, that was before, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Didn't he leave take that? Was it about 96, I think, something like that? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Start his swing career? We did swing music?
I like the idea of that. No, he smashed a Guinness World... What did he do to Kylie Minogue?
They did a duet.
Oh, did they? Okay, yeah. I did wonder. He smashed a Guinness World Record. He sold more than... Get this. This is incredible. He was starting a world tour, so he was promoting that. He sold 1.6 million tickets in a day.
How many do you think he could sell now?
That's mad. £80 million. Times that by 5 to get dirhams. Anyway.
That sounded worse than I meant.
Yeah, I know it did. Joe Walsh, guitarist, singer, songwriter, the James Gang, the Eagles, born today, 1947. I know. All birthdays today, really. Mikey D of the Beastie Boys. You gotta fight for your right to party. He's born in 1965, so he's 52 today. Mikey D.
You found someone older than you.
I did, yeah, which was incredible. Probably not quite fighting in the same way for his right to party now. Born today, Cuban-American musician, lead vocalist for a band called Powerflow. Senen Reyes is his name. Does that give you any clues?
Not, no.
He's better known as Sen Dog. Wicked, wow. Happy face, you never seen me smile. Rip that mane, frame my legs plain. A f***er like me is going insane. Insane in the
membrane. Oh, dear. Great choice, Tim.
He's the guy going insane in the brain second there. It was Be Real, usually led it. Anyway, 2015, Justin Bieber tops the singles chart with this because more... This is just incredible. Okay, the song is Sorry. Breaks a chart record. Most tracks inside the top 40. 8 songs from his new album Purpose. 8. Is it too late now to say sorry? This is in the UK, but... I'm missing more than just
That's what I meant. Robbie Williams wouldn't sell as well as someone like Justin Bieber now. That's what
wouldn't.
I meant.
You're right. You're right. It's a bit different. So the Bee broke a record set by Elvis Presley. And of course it's been beaten again by somebody who's here very soon. And that is Ed Sheeran. Exactly. So that's that. But we're doing 1971 today because it was number one in America. It's the theme from a movie. You got a Grammy for it. And it is just untouchable in almost every way. So it's Isaac Hayes. Shaft. It was number one in America today in 1971. That's it from Guy Blythe today.
Who's the black pride of dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right.
You just love it. That's it for Drive Live. And I'll see you back tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.